Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. We are continuing with open-hearted discussion, and we will start with a word of prayer. Gwendolyn?
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come together, joining one another, joining your spirit as one spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you. We praise you. We lift up your name above every name.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you for this absolute beautiful opportunity and the union together here. And most importantly, we thank you for Sister Vanessa for having an ear to hear and a spirit to be able to receive your word and obey your word and the anointing, Father God. We pray that every soul that's under our voice would receive something from God and be delivered in Jesus' name.
Yes.
That we're just not coming together, just babbling off with words, but that the word of God will pierce every soul, touch you and change your life.
Yes,
in Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you, God. Thank God.
Amen.
Well, on our last segment, we talked about abandonment, and we talked about in relationships and with people and with friends and family. But how about, let's think about this. How about when we feel abandoned or forsaken, or abandoned by Christ? Or we feel like God, you know, God is not there. He's abandoned our prayers, abandoned us, and we can't get to him. If God didn't think that we would feel that way, why would he say, I would never leave you or forsake you? In Deuteronomy 31:6, it talks about that. It tells you to be of good courage.
Yes.
And God is there. And so we have to remember that, even in our relationships, and even if we don't even know the Lord, or we learn of the Lord, and we getting to know the Lord, we have to know that God will never leave us or forsake us with our relationship with him and with our relationship with others. So we have to know that. We have to learn the word, know the word, and apply it, and trust God, because he said his word would not return unto her void, but it would accomplish the thing he sent for it to do. And so if someone out there feel like God has abandoned you and forsaken you, he hasn't. I heard a lady say today, you know, to wait on God. Don't ever get tired of waiting on God, because he'll come through, because he said he'll never leave us or forsake us.
Yes. You know, you know what? I think when we feel, and that's the operative word there, feel, when we feel abandoned, or we feel like God has left us, or that he has, you know, he's not listening to our prayers, that is an emotion.
Exactly.
That is an emotion. We have to get to the point with God the same way God is teaching us to do it with people in our lives, is that regardless if we feel it, we know it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it's the same way, whether it be God or your spouse or your children or whatever. If we've been with these people all this time,
yes,
we should know that these people love us, just like we should know that God loves us. And even though we're praying and we don't feel the goosebumps, and we don't feel like the speaking in tongues is coming out, and we don't feel like these things are happening, and we feel like we have hit a ceiling with our prayers, God is hearing us.
Absolutely.
God is hearing us. And sometimes even I'm praying, and you feel like, if you don't feel the little tingle, or if you don't feel like something's going up, you feel like, well, is God listening to me?
Right,
of course he is.
Absolutely.
And God wants to train us to where, regardless if we feel an emotion or not, we are obedient to his word, and we know without a shadow of a doubt that he is for us.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know what? In addition to what Catherine, you and Vanessa have said, I like to add that disconnection, the importance of that. What happens is we disconnect. There's a disconnection that takes place somewhere in rejection and abandonment. There's a disconnection. Perhaps it could be us being disconnected by the person disconnecting from us, or us disconnecting from the situation. Here's the interesting part. And I believe if we live long enough, we will experience this. And like Catherine has said earlier, here's the question. Have you ever felt like God wasn't hearing you? You felt disconnected. You felt rejected by God. You felt like, where are you, God?
Yeah.
Perhaps it could be we have disconnected from God.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Because the one thing, if God is pure and righteous in all of his ways,
yes,
it is impossible to feel abandoned and rejected if there's some type of connection.
Right.
The only way to feel the truth of the whole matter is you do have to be disconnected.
Right.
But if you stay connected,
right,
it's impossible to feel rejected and abandoned in any relationship.
Right.
If you stay connected.
If you stay connected.
Because now you're true to you.
Yes.
Exactly. Now you're in touch with yourself.
Exactly.
Regardless to whether that is with the individual or even with God. Because in your heart of heart, the one thing you know, regardless to what I feel.
Right.
Now feelings are just clues.
Yes.
Yeah. Feelings are clues. Feelings are not facts.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're just clues. It's a clue that I'm tripping.
Yeah.
I need to get myself together.
Right.
Something is not right with my emotion. Right. I need to get my emotion in check.
Right.
Whatever it is, it's a clue.
Right.
It's a clue that we need to pay attention to and work on.
Yes.
They're not facts. Feelings are not facts. They're clues.
Exactly. Yeah.
That we need to work on getting that whatever it is together.
In check.
And get it in check.
Right.
Analyze that thing.
Yes.
And be real to ourselves.
Which brings me to, and one of you said it a couple of segments ago about accountability. A lot of this is holding ourselves accountable.
Yeah.
Not putting it on someone else
or putting it on
God to continue to keep us connected.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We have to do our part in order to stay connected. And so I know that from reading the word, and we all know from reading the word, sometimes you're like, well, I'm feeling disconnected. I'm reading, nothing happened. Right. You got to stir up the gift.
Absolutely.
You got to get it stirred up. And so sometimes you got to get that holy boldness within you to get up and say, I'm going to be connected. Nothing shall separate me from the love of God.
But isn't it interesting how when we want something bad enough that's not good for us, we find it very challenging to disconnect from that.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Okay. Interesting enough.
Absolutely.
That man or that woman that we should have absolutely
nothing
to do with that's not even good for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh.
We are all connected to that.
Oh, but.
Yes.
Even though the abandonment, the rejection, all these things come into play, but we somehow still could stay connected to that.
Right.
But I think what we've done, when it comes to the things of God, I think what we've done as a people is we take the abandonment and rejection from others and we take it into our relationship with God.
Yes.
Because God is not people.
Yes.
God is not man.
Absolutely.
So what we've done is people reject us, or we feel abandoned by someone, and so we take that as that's God doing that. So we treat the God the same way. And God said, "I'm not like
I'm not like people."
Yeah, I'm not. And so I think that's the difference. We need to learn that God is different from man.
Absolutely,
hands down.
Yes.
And if He said, "I would never leave you nor forsake you,"
believe it.
That's,
who cares about? Listen for me. Yeah. Let me speak about me.
Yes,
beautiful people.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. There has been times in my life where I have felt disconnected.
Right.
That disconnection or whatever it is that I felt at that time in my life, whatever it was I was going through, it's because of me.
Yeah.
And again, Vanessa, like you were saying, being accountable for my actions.
Right.
And this is me. A God didn't disconnect from me.
Right.
If He's pure and righteous in all His ways and He's perfect.
Right.
It's impossible for Him to disconnect.
Right. Well, our sins keep us disconnected.
Our sins.
We pull back. We said when we got something to hide, we pull away.
And rightfully so. And we should.
Yes. Yes.
We should, because we should check ourselves
and
not feel good and proud to put some mess in God's face.
Absolutely.
But be willing to reference God.
Yes.
And honor Him.
Yes.
Like we would our parents.
Right. I'm going to stop right there. Thank you so much, ladies, for joining me on The Word in Me. God bless you both, and God bless the listener. In Jesus' name, amen.